Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky is joining the show here. It's 2:11. I know you just stepped out of a news conference you and Senator Durbin and some others held about U.S. mail delivery, especially in the Chicago area. Congresswoman, thank you for taking the time out for us. I'm interested to hear what
actually,
you learned.
This was an official congressional hearing of the oversight oversight committee. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead, Congresswoman.
Yeah, this was an actual official oversight committee hearing. And so it was people from actually around the country who were some, of course, virtual, talking about the Postal Service and the decline in the quality of the service and the problems that so many consumers are facing right now, including small businesses as well as individuals who rely on the Postal Service for things like their life-saving medication and small businesses that rely on it for their customers. So it was really an important hearing.
You know, I just heard the stat, we said in the news about the hearings today, that the Inspector General reports that 75% of first-class mail was not delivered on time. 75% was delivered. That's 3 to 5 days or something. Is that an acceptable number? It tells me, I thought this was more a couple of neighborhoods. We've talked about this on the show before. You've jumped on with us before, Congresswoman, and I thought it was Rogers Park and a couple of Southside neighborhoods. Is this system-wide?
Well, in my district, there actually are. The Rogers Park and the North Town are still surprisingly out of step with others in terms of the thousands, literally, of complaints. But there is also a national problem that really developed since Louis DeJoy has become the head of the Postal Service. And we learned about how there's in the Chicago area, some people who have actually quit their job are still being counted as employees. We are hearing nationally about the elimination of the sorting machines that are no longer available to make sure that we can sort the mail in a timely way. And yes, the Office of the Inspector General has found many shortcomings. So it's both local, but it's also national. And we heard about both problems.
When we talked about this last, Congresswoman Schakowsky, I remember we kind of thought and maybe wrote it off to more of the pandemic. I mean, a lot of people did not feel comfortable reporting to work. There were no vaccines back then, and maybe they were understaffed and people who took on new routes weren't that familiar. And that seemed to be the reason. Now what I'm hearing from you is that doesn't seem to be the bottom line reason here, or even maybe one of the greatest reasons.
We actually saw a chart that showed for the first few months of the pandemic, when I think people were probably the most scared, that actually the delivery was pretty good. What you see is a dramatic decline, and Chicago is the second worst in the whole country. Baltimore is number one, and we're number two, that there was this sharp decline after DeJoy became the Postmaster General.
So is it leadership? Does Louis DeJoy, as Postmaster General, it all falls on him, and do we need to replace him, or is there something more here that you're going to determine in Washington that can be done, should be done, and will be done?
Well, we did see that there are a number of things that can be done at the state and the city level to make the service more efficient. But I think there is a systemic problem that begins with the current Postmaster General. Yes, I think he does need to be replaced. But we also do need more people to be hired and to have them on the legitimate roles. And by that, I mean not pretending that they're working when these are people who have already quit and yet not have been removed from the roles.
Yeah. Not pretending to be postal workers doesn't help get the mail delivered, I would say. So we really do need the folks to be doing it. Have you seen any improvement at all, Congresswoman Schakowsky? Anything at all have you heard it has improved, at least in your area there on the north side?
Actually, we still had over 600 cards written just last week of people who are complaining about the mail service in the Rogers Park and the Northtown communities. And I asked our local head of the department, saying, how do you account for that? Why is it so concentrated in certain areas? And he said he just really didn't know. But what the representative, Mr. Julian from the union, said, you know, first you have to acknowledge the problem. And that's what I think we were able to do today, to say there is a problem here, figure it out. People have had enough. They want their mail, they want their medicine, they want their packages, they want their magazines, they want their businesses.
Mm-hmm. It's important. All of the above. I agree. Thank you for the update. Again, a busy day, and we appreciate you sharing the very latest information with WGN. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.